because in high school I did a lot of community service, and I feel like Post was really a great way for me to do start doing a little bit more community service for Cornell and Ithaca, and while also meeting some new people.
I'm from a super rural, very small town area, and coming into Cornell, I was really scared. I thought I wouldn't be able to make any friends, and I heard about Post, and I'm really passionate about community service, and so I want to get involved. And after the week of Post was done, I had 60 new friends. I came in, I was so happy, and it just made the transition into Cornell so much easier.
I joined Post because I think it's really a special program where everyone becomes such a tight-knit family before school even starts.
Looking to get engaged in the Ithaca community and to really kind of find a way to introduce myself into a completely new environment that wasn't just going to be my college experience, but my home for the next 4 years.
Yeah. Personally involved with Post coming to campus my freshman year because I was heavily involved with community service throughout high school, and I wanted to have some kind of commitment here at Cornell. Right off the bat, to really let me get to know some of these agencies in Ithaca.
I'm really excited about the idea of having a program to kind of help facilitate meeting people, and also Post is just a really, really positive environment to be in.
I'm an a cappella, I'm in Hearsay a cappella, so that takes up the majority of my time, and I'm also in Alpha Phi Omega, which is the community service fraternity on campus, so that's really fun. I get to do service all over Ithaca.
I'm on eBoard for ILR Women's Caucus, a group that talks about women's rights on campus and advocates for women everywhere. I was also involved with Cornell Corral. I'm involved with Consent Ed, and last semester I worked in the Donovan Library.
I've actually continued a lot of the stuff that I've done on campus because of connections I've made through Post. So I'm currently vice president of this very large student organization that works with community service called Alpha Phi Omega. I work heavily with the Translator Interpreter Board, where we provide emergency translating services for individuals in Ithaca who can't reach their English-speaking needs. And in addition to that, I'm involved with a pre-medical fraternity on campus, and I'm a tour guide as well.
The main thing is I work for the Cornell Daily Sun, which is the student newspaper here, as the arts and entertainment editor. So it's a lot of times going down to the commons and laying out the paper, assigning articles, keeping like the pulse on what's going on around Ithaca. And like that's really fun too, because you get sort of invested in like the local art scene, and like really gets you off campus a lot.
Continued service with Into the Streets, which is one of our biggest days of service at Cornell, and then went on alternative breaks, which is the alternative spring break trip. And sophomore year, I was on the executive board for that program as well, so by being involved with Post, I was introduced to public service.
REACH, which is an undergraduate tutoring organization here on campus.
A couple on-campus jobs. I'm involved in a couple animal science programs.
For Cornell Santos, the men's club soccer team. I have played for the symphony orchestra as a violinist.
I'm a Cornell Tradition Fellow, so Post is a great way to get hours for the Tradition Fellow program, and I know they have a partnership with Cornell Commitment, which houses the Cornell Tradition program. And yeah, it's a great way to get involved on campus. You get to do both work and community service, which is pretty exciting.